If the dam failed at the Ghent Power Station's coal ash pond, it would only take 20 minutes for the toxic coal ash slurry to reach a residential neighborhood in Carroll County. Near the Brown Power Plant in central Kentucky, homes on nearby Harrington Lake could get 5 feet of sludge. And at Louisville's Mill Creek Power Station, the homes across the street from the plant's ash pond would have a foot of the toxic water within 30 minutes. These are the details included in emergency action plans posted online, required to be made available to the public for the first time last week due to new federal regulations. They outline how power plants will react if there's an emergency dam breach at the site's coal ash ponds, potentially sending millions of gallons of toxic slurry into nearby neighborhoods. LG&E spokeswoman Liz Pratt says these maps illustrate worst-case scenarios. She says the utility is constantly monitoring the ponds to make sure they're structurally sound.
Beyond these plans, we have strict ash storage impoundment integrity programs at our facilities. So this includes inspections, monitoring, and taking preventative maintenance measures.
And she adds that the maps are required to use standardized modeling methods, which
do not take into account additional modifications and improvements that we've made at the sites over the last year and a half to comply with dam safety and federal standards.
Yes, the chance that there would be a large-scale dam breach at any of these plants is unlikely, but it's not impossible. The worst-case scenarios have become reality twice in the past decade. In December of 2008, the Tennessee Valley Authority's dam in Kingston, Tennessee, failed, covering 300 nearby acres with more than a billion gallons of coal ash slurry. And more recently, in 2014, a coal ash spill at a Duke Energy plant in North Carolina contaminated the Dan River. Earth Justice attorney Lisa Evans says the fact that the public can view these plans now is a big deal.
It's a no-brainer that contingency or emergency plans should be necessary for dams that are impounding toxic waste. You know, and yet it was only until, you know, last week that the public could see these plans, and only till last month that EPA actually required them.
But for people living in the affected areas, simply burying the plans online is still falling short. Mark Romines is sitting on his front porch in Louisville with a direct view of the smokestacks of Mill Creek. He points to his location on the emergency map.
According to what I'm looking at here, my house would be right here in this area.
According to LG&E's estimate, it would take 2 hours for a foot of toxic sludge to accumulate on Romines' property if there was ever a breach. Romines isn't surprised, though he thinks it would happen much faster than that because of how close he is to the pond.
That's just unbelievable. This is the first time I have seen this.
Romines says he's been asking about emergency plans for years, but has never gotten them. In fact, LG&E has had some version of these plans since 2010, though they weren't shared with the public. Louisville Metro Emergency Services spokesman Mitchell Burmeister says the agency is prepared to respond to whatever kind of situation may arise at Mill Creek. He says the plant has some outdoor sirens that would go off in case of an emergency, but the best way for area residents to stay informed is to sign up for the city's LENS alert system.
So as soon as we receive a phone call from LG&E stating that there's been some sort of breach, we can use that notification system to alert residents in that affected area.
But in an area with a higher percentage of elderly residents than the city as a whole, some might lack the technical knowledge to go online to sign up for LENS.
I am surprised that there has not been a message sent out to the residents of this area that they now have a danger plan for what to do in the event of an emergency.
Several residents near Mill Creek told me no one had ever approached them with information about what to do if there was an emergency involving the plant. And when asked if anyone would be proactively reaching out to neighborhood residents, there is disagreement between the city and utility about whose responsibility it is.
I don't know that. I think that's a question for LG&E.
That is done with the local emergency management officials responsible for responding to our facilities.
Progress to close LG&E's coal ash ponds has already begun, and Pratt says all of them are scheduled to be closed by 2023. I'm Erica Peterson in Louisville.